Today is Thursday, September 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So before I get too much into what's been going on in my life, let me play a voicemail for you guys, because it's related to what I was going to talk about anyway.
Hello, lovey.
Hello.
I'm out on my nipple walk around the big circle, and I was just listening to the Geeky Gay little show, and I've noticed that the rules don't apply equally in the Geeky Gay
How
household.
Dare you?
It's like you told Mittens that before he could buy a new pair of shoes, he had to get rid of a pair of shoes, but you said that you don't ever get rid of any of your computer technology. Shouldn't you be getting rid of something before you...
Oh, it cut off. Well, so for anyone who doesn't know, that's Big Fatty. You can find him over at BigFattyOnline.com. He does another personal journal 5 day a week podcast. And he's the grandfather of personal journal LGBTQ plus podcasts 5 days a week. So you guys should go over to BigFattyOnline.com and subscribe if you haven't. But yes. So Fatty, you are absolutely correct that I don't do that as much as I should. I do want to reiterate, though, that I've never made him do anything. What I told him is, because we tend to run out of space in the shoe area. Now, since we've moved into the new house, we have more shelves than we had. Our walk-in closet is bigger than the other house that we lived in. Much bigger. I would say it's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times larger than the other walk-in closet we had. But at the other place, he had a little shoe organizer that held a certain amount of shoes, and I don't know what the number was, but as he would buy new shoes, he would just stuff in the new one, you know, just stuff them in, and there wasn't room. And I said, hey, you know, I know there's got to be some shoes in there that you're not wearing anymore. Maybe it would be better, you know, and you could, you know, see what shoes you had better and like all that kind of stuff. I've never complained, I don't think. I've just said, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea if you had a rule for yourself that when you bought a new pair, that you got rid of one? Now, that being said, I totally agree with you, Fatty, that I need the same rule for myself. So when I buy something, I should get rid of something else. And I am a bit of a technology hoarder. I do use a lot of it, though, like, for instance, and I know I'm making excuses right now, but I will say I have a lot of computers, and in the course of the various podcasting things that we do, I use 3 or 4 computers all at the same time, because I'll be streaming from one computer. I'll be, you know, having a Skype guest on one computer. I'll be bringing in sound effects from another computer. I'll be, you know, there are multiple things. So I do need more than one, but I do have more than I need. That is for sure. And you're right. So I need to get rid of some of that, and it is my intention to do so. And I will point out, Mark has not thrown away any shoes, and I have not thrown away any technology. So we're both in the same boat. I have just suggested that it be something that, you know, would be a good rule for us to follow. But you're right. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say that I'm good at it. So speaking of that, we're watching this new show on Netflix called The Home Edit. And, you know, it's actually not normally when you watch design shows like, well, when I watch a design show like Property Brothers or, I don't know, Love It or List It or any of those design shows on HGTV, when they get done, I'm like, wow, that is so good. I wish I could do something like that, you know, and you think, oh, man, if I had one of those designers here, they could do such a good thing with my house. And, you know, I will have those thoughts. this show, Home Edit, although it's very satisfying because they go in and they organize. Basically, they have a company, and I think they started on Instagram or something where they would just, these two women would do these organizational projects. I haven't researched this, but I think it's what happened. And they would like post photos online of like this organizational style that they have. And they do like a rainbow thing. Like when they organize books, they organize them in a rainbow. And it has nothing to do with gay anything. They like to arrange stuff by color. And they have like all these rules. You need to edit, you need to contain, you need to categorize or something. I don't know. Anyway. It's like the new, what was that woman that had a Netflix show that got really popular for a while? And she would say like, does it bring you joy or something like that? And then if it didn't, you throw it away. Speaking of throwing things away. So they're kind of like the new version of that, where it's an organizational show. So they'll go, each episode they have a celebrity and then they have like a normal person that they'll do. And they go in and they'll be like, oh, I need my kitchen organized, or, oh, I need my garage organized, or, oh, I need my kids' room. You know, like today, the one we watched, they organized Neil Patrick Harris and Brett Burka, David Burka, whatever his name is, his partner. They have a daughter and a son, and they have a playroom. And so they organize that. And it's very satisfying to watch because when they're done, everything is in cute little containers and labeled and, you know, nicely laid out and all that kind of stuff. But I was thinking, you know, as opposed to those design shows, I don't feel like it's something that I couldn't just do myself. But it just goes to show that when you're rich, you have so much money that you could be like, you know what? I don't feel like organizing my closet. I'm going to pay people to do that, you know? Because, I mean, yes, when they're done, it looks great, but I don't think they have such a miraculous skill set that no one else could do what it is that they're doing. So I was like, you know what? I have not organized my closet since we moved. I basically just threw everything in there, and it hasn't been organized. So I started going in there, and I've got to do the edit part. The problem, I don't mind throwing things away, to be honest. But I am a fairly organized person anyway. Mark and I are both fairly organized. I wouldn't say that we're like obsessively organized, but we do like things to be orderly. If you look at our house, I mean, Daniel and I record Mix Minus in the evenings. And after we got finished recording one night, I did a little tour of my house. And Daniel's comment was that our house was so much cleaner than his house. I'm not throwing Daniel under the bus. That was his comment to me. So I think we keep a fairly clean, tidy, organized house. But there's always room for improvement. And so I already had all these containers in my office, all the different places I've lived where I would store things. So I didn't just have a bunch of cables all over the place, you know, basically. The problem is, once you put them in those containers and you kind of start jamming stuff in those containers and they're out of sight, out of mind, you don't even know what's in there. And I didn't do the labeling part, so maybe I should have been labeling them. But even then, if you don't categorize, which is the other thing they tell you to do, so if I just like put a remote control helicopter with a microphone, with a old coin that I have saved from somewhere, with a crayon, with some scissors, and I just kind of throw them all in the same container, which is kind of what I do in a lot of cases, then I don't know what's in there and they're all crammed together. I've got some old, they used to have a Kodak, I don't remember what it was called, but there was an old Kodak video camera that came out, it must have been like 15 years ago, where you could put an SD card in it. And it was probably even before you had a camera in your cell phone. And you could, you could record video on it. And it was fairly small. It was a little handheld thing. I have two of those. I'm never going to use, I don't even know where they are though, to be honest. But they're in one of those containers. So I don't mind throwing that stuff away. It's not like I'm trying to build a technology museum or anything. But the trouble is, and I think I had mentioned to you guys before, that before we moved, I had a bunch of boxes that had papers and books and stuff from when I was in college. And so I went through each one of those and I scanned the documents that I thought I wanted into the computer and saved them. But it's a lot of work, you know. So, I mean, when you have all this stuff jammed into containers and they're black containers so you can't see through them. So everything's very well hidden. It's easy to just leave them in there. So what I need to do, and I started working on at least getting things up on the shelves, getting them arranged the way I want them and stuff like that. But the one thing I need to do in order to start throwing stuff away is start going through those bins, basically, and, you know, categorizing that stuff and throwing away what I haven't used in a while. The other problem that I have, though, and I feel like I'm making excuses here, but the other problem that I have is that once a year we have this Pride 48 event, and a lot of my technology I don't use all year long until the Pride 48 event. And then when we go and do that Pride 48 event, I need every single cable in my closet. Like, I literally pull all the cables out of the closet and throw them in a suitcase and bring them to the Pride 48 event because I use all of them. That's also the reason why I have two mixers. The mixer I use normally day to day doesn't have enough channels for the Pride 48 event, so I had to buy a larger one to take with me to Pride 48. So, look, I have an excuse. But anyway, I'm working on it. I am going to throw away some stuff, and I'm going to get better at this. There are definitely some items that need to be thrown away, and I'm definitely going to do it. And I'll probably just have to do what I did before we moved, where I took one box a day. So I'll take one little black, you know, thing a day, black QB thing, and go through it. But I'm not starting today. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.